Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Cam Atwal Kayla. She is the President and Chief Revenue Officer at IT by Design. Cam, thanks again for being here. Tell us what Cam, what IT by Design does.
So we provide different types of IT services to other IT providers. So we are what's called a master MSP. We provide the back-end...
MSP is Managed Service Provider, folks. So
yeah.
And she's a master
MSP. Other IT
company. She's an MSP for MSPs.
100%. That's it, Jim.
And so give us an example of what one of your products would be.
So we're a 24/7 network operations center. So a perfect example is, you know, you need to be able to get support if your email's not working or if your servers go down or, hey, who's checking my backup to make sure it's there? A big thing right now is cybersecurity.
Right.
And who's watching to make sure that there's no intrusion. And so those are the type of things that our team, so our team is about 500 people strong, and we are watching around the clock. We monitor, we help support, people call in, we answer and resolve their issues. And so we are a support system for other IT companies.
So folks, when you call your IT people, your contractors, or even your employees, and you ask them a question or you have a concern or something falls apart and they need backup, well, Cam's organization is their backup. So good for you, Cam, for doing that. And when she was talking about earlier about customers, about their customers and dealing with their customers, she's talking about your tech guys. And when she's of course, part of what you do, because I know this, Cam, is you help your customers, the IT guys, help their customers, which are the people listening to you right now. So I want to shift over and talk a little bit though about something that's going on this month. As a president of your organization, I know you're very much interested in what's going on this month. It's International Women's History Month. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, we're in an IT space, and so it's not a predominantly, it is a predominantly male space. And so, you know, there's very few women in this channel. And so for me, it's very important because I am one of, you know, I'm usually... I've won many prestigious awards in terms of women of the channel and being able to be a voice for other women. And so in our organization, we've been very intentional about how do we grow our women, our female team members, and show them career development and growth paths. The biggest challenge is, you know, men tend to be a little bit more... they're focused and driven.
We're more linear.
Exactly. And the women tend to be a little bit more focused on, you know, I want to go have my children. I want to get married. And there's this different focus for us. And we're trying to find a balance that, you know, people say they'll often refer to me as Superwoman or something because I manage to juggle both. And I say,
She has a cape and wrist bracelets, folks. I've seen them. Go ahead.
No. But what I'm trying to teach within our organization is that I'm not that. I should be the norm. Every woman should be able to do that. And so one of the things that I've really worked hard on, especially throughout the pandemic, is the challenges that the women in our organizations were facing were much different than the men. They were now teachers as well. They were also, they were also taking care of all of the children. They were cooking for everybody that was home now all through the day and working at the exact same time.
Right.
And so I was intentional about bringing other strong women from around my sphere that, you know, I'm very blessed to call friends, to have conversations with them. And we started a ladies' lunch on Fridays where we would, you know, I have the CISO of PSE&G, which is the public utilities here. I had the director of NML Health from work, where I'm trying to educate and help motivate. And
be role models and be role models for the daughters out there. That's what that's part of what you're talking about. Let me ask you a question. I've done a lot of programming for, this is women in business particularly women in tech. I've done many, many interviews for over 20 years on this specific issue. And it seems to me, I know a little bit, I think, about what's holding back some women in technology a little bit, because I hear from women like you. But it seems to me that if managed services is a perfect way to promote women in technology, because it's not just about the programming. It's not just about being in a bunker and developing algorithms. It's understanding how those work, but also dealing with other humans. Managed services is not just about the ones and zeros. It's about human beings too, isn't it?
It goes back to that empathy, Jim.
Yeah.
Right? It's nowadays what is needed from a service provider is different than what was needed 10 years ago.
That's right. And women are more empathetic. There's no question about it. I mean, we all have our advantages, our strengths, but women are more empathetic. There's no question about that. Kim, I need your website one more time, please.
www.itbd.net.
All right. Hey, will you come back soon?
Sure, definitely, Jim.
We enjoyed having you. Kim Atwell Kayla, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.